Beth Saltonstall is the medical director for the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium's Early Intervention Services HIV/AIDS Services Program. She says many cultures around the world look at the first day of spring as the time in the New Year cycle when days and nights are equal.
And there are many groups that believe that this equality extends beyond the day, that it goes to yourself, to your emotionally, intellectual, and spiritual self. So by choosing that first day, they're hoping to call attention to the belief that there can be regeneration and that there can be healing.
HIV infection rates are growing in Native communities at a higher rate than for other ethnic groups in the United States. And Natives with HIV/AIDS tend to be younger than non-Natives. In Alaska, 22% of the total 1,260 cases of HIV/AIDS are Alaska Native. That's accumulative, based on the state's first diagnosis in 1982, all the way up through December 31, 2008. Saltonstall says in the early 80s, HIV/AIDS was thought of primarily as a gay man's disease.
It's still thought of as a gay man's disease, and the majority of new patients still are involved with men who have sex with men. But what we are seeing is that the increase in the heterosexual transmission, not only in men, but in women as well, has really dramatically increased.
That growing number of women is particularly concerning, as now almost a third of all new cases of HIV/AIDS are women, compared to less than 10% in the 1980s. Kathy Ngalinera is a nurse practitioner at the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium in Sitka. She says it's also a concern for pregnant women who have HIV.
Prevention is important. If someone knows that they're HIV infected, if they're pregnant, they can get started on treatment right away and decrease the risk of passing HIV to the baby from what we discovered, 25% without treatment to less than 2% with treatment. And the numbers of children with HIV in the United States has dramatically decreased since that started in the mid to late 90s.
While early testing seems like the key to prevention, the stigma around HIV/AIDS is still a barrier. And Ngalinera says in rural areas, it's even more challenging.
In the villages and even in Sitka and places like that, we talk about confidentiality. But a lot of people are afraid to get tested because everybody knows them in the clinic. And in a small village, they might be related to the health aide and the ward clerk or the receptionist. So there's a hope for confidentiality, but that hope often gets broken.
Beth Saltonstall says a 25-year-old diagnosed today with HIV still has the potential of a normal lifespan.
But people don't get tested because they're afraid of the answer.
While effective treatment is available, Saltonstall says rural residents still have a harder time accessing it.
The lab work cannot be done in the villages. They have to go into their central hubs, and that's a big issue, too, because they're leaving home. The corporations pay for them to come in to get this done, but it's an interruption in their family life, and there's always questions, why are you going in? Tough disease to treat out there.
The CDC now recommends that everyone between the ages of 13 and 64 be given the opportunity to be tested. Saltonstall says of the new diagnoses last year in Alaska, the youngest case was 18 and the oldest was 63, so it's not as if one age group is higher risk. Saltonstall says there's still a lot of fear surrounding HIV/AIDS, which is another barrier to effective treatment.
More so in the village, I think, because there's not as much exposure to information about it. I think knowledge, of course, is strength. And we've still had patients that come in and say they don't know what HIV is. And we've had patients come in and say, you've got to talk to my mom. She's following me around with a can of Lysol and everything I touch. She sprays because she thinks I'm contagious. So there's just a lot of fear.
Substance abuse is also a barrier for both following through with treatment as well as putting people at higher risk because they are less likely to make good choices under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Saltonstall says having a day of awareness specifically dedicated to how this disease is affecting everyone is one way to get people talking, but hopefully it will do even more than that.
Stop the HIV pandemic from spreading. Bring it to our communities, bring it to our homes, bring it to ourselves, bring it into the open and get it out where we can talk about it and get people who are afraid to speak up and are afraid to be tested into the care that could actually save their lives.
Friday, March 20th is National Native HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.